a lot of, on the show last night, behind-the-scenes stuff of the coaches kind of criticizing the players.
Sure.
Are you worried about the players being worried about
the night? I didn't specifically address it yesterday in a team meeting, but before the first show, when we first did this in June, I discussed the situation with the players. And then before the first show started, I talked to them openly and honestly in a team meeting that, guys, I don't know what's on the show. I did not preview the show, nor did I preview last night's show, nor did I watch either one. But I said, and, you know, part of the evaluation process, let's get it on the table, is that, you know, we've got 12 receivers. We may end up with 5, we may end up with 6, 4, 7. I don't know how many we're going to end up with, but there's going to be, you know, coaches compare, and there's going to be comments that are going to be made. I hope you understand that this happens. It's real, and it's not necessarily don't take any of this stuff personal. It's not meant that way. And, you know, some may get taken. You may not hear the whole thing. There may be comments that were made in your favor, but usually there's strengths and weaknesses of individuals. We have them as coaches. I told them that. We're not perfect either. And, you know, I said I said to them what I'll say to you, and I think I may have said it before. When we agreed to do Hard Knocks, I mean, part of it was that they wanted access and they wanted, you know, to the inside of a training camp. And we agreed to do that. And we said, look, the only thing we want to show respect to our players and not compromise our relationship with the players. And, again, I have faith that our staff has developed, you know, an outstanding relationship with these players and these men. And I think that, you know, since April 10th, since they've walked in the building, you know, the proof's in the pudding. Now, if they don't have respect for us, then they may take the comment the wrong way and think, you know, Philbin's an idiot or whoever their position coach or coordinator is. Could that happen? I guess it could happen. But I'm confident in the rapport that we have with these players, that they understand this is a business, and you know, there's other tough businesses out there too. This isn't the only hard business, NFL football. Sometimes I think some of us, coaches included, all of us, you know, think this is the only competitive business out there. You know, hopefully they'll go on and do other things with their life, and they'll realize, you know, if you don't do your job, they're going to look for somebody else too who can do it better. So I have faith that our relationships are strong, that our players believe in what we're doing, I don't think it's going to be an issue. I also told them, and I mean it, that, guys, if you have an issue and you have a problem, I like to think I'm approachable. Your coaches are approachable. Come on, let's get it on the table. You know, I can respect – if anybody wants to come – I respect people that want to come talk to me and tell me, hey, look, and I have enough, hopefully, faith in what I'm doing and the direction we're headed that, you know, we can talk about it. And so I haven't had anybody come to see me. Maybe, you know, I don't know if that means that, there could be guys that are unhappy. I don't know that. But I'm confident that they're in the staff and the relationships we have, and I'm confident in these players that they know we have their – I told the players, the first letter I ever wrote to them, that we were going to hire a staff that had their best interest in mind. And I believe that. And I believe the staff does. And so, you know, are we perfect? No. But, yeah, I think our relationships are good.
Joe, do you think there's a meeting with Chad was very difficult? I mean, was it disconcerting to have the cameras there? Did you think about it? Did you think about holding it in a room?
Again, I thought when I agreed to do Hard Knocks, I don't think it would be fair to me to do something different with Derek Dennis got released. Remember Derek? Sure. Good young man, fine young guy. He wanted to be a pro football player, and we sat down and, you know, in the chair just like he did. That's fair. I mean, these guys are all football. They all deserve respect, and they all deserve – but I'm not going to change. I'll be doing the same thing next year when Hard Knocks isn't around if I have to do that. I mean, I can't – you know, I can't be worried about what Hard Knocks is going to see, what they're going to do, what they're going to air. But I wouldn't be doing my job. I wouldn't be doing a service to the players if I acted like that.
Joe, do you think there's a bit of a double standard, though, when Carlos Dansby is told to keep everything in-house and yet players are being ripped nationally by coaches?
No, I don't think so. I don't rip nationally – again, you know, that's your take on it, Dave, and I certainly respect that. But they're not ripped by coaches. I mean, there's honest assessment, and honest evaluation. I think that's part of our job, part of what we have to do, and it helps in the evaluation process. So I don't see a double standard there. No.
What is going to be going forward the process for cutting a player? Who's your turf? Does he go from you to Jeff to?
It's, you know, Jeff's in charge of the personnel department, so I mean, it's going to be his call. I mean, he's going to have the Turk, whoever he determines the Turk is. I'm not even sure who that is at this point in time. But, you know, I mean, there's a process in place, and I'm sure, you know, Jeff, you could ask him that. I'm not exactly sure who the Turk is. But the process is these guys who have been a part of this football team, however long, again, we do our best to show respect to every single player in the program. These guys are here competing for a job. We want our position coaches to talk to them. We want our, you know, myself to talk to them. We want, obviously, our personnel people because there's some things they have to cover on their side of things. So there's a plan in place for that, yeah.
So everybody's going to cycle through your office?
I would hope so, yeah, absolutely.
When you're putting the 53 together, let's say you want to keep a sixth receiver and Jeff Ireland wants to keep a ninth defensive lineman, who's going to make that decision, you know?
Hopefully we'll all – again, I don't see it as a me against Jeff or a Jeff against me or I want this and he wants that. Hopefully we want to – you know, we communicate on a regular basis. We've met on personnel, I don't know, four times already as a whole staff. We've talked daily after the practice film. I watch it with the staff. I usually hunt Jeff up or he hunts me up. We talk a little more. Things change on a daily basis. It's a fluid situation. So, you know, as I said, I mean, we in June we talked about who our 53 guys were. You know, we did an exercise as to cutting the team and keeping this many guys and that many guys. And it changes, you know, literally daily. So I don't view it as a me against Jeff or Jeff against me. And, you know, hopefully we're going to, you know, come to an agreement on who the best 53 guys are and move forward.
Joe, are you aware, though, this is, for a lot of people, the first time they're ever introduced to you? I mean, does that ever go through your mind?
Who are you referring to, like the public?
The national audience. Maybe yeah. It's the first time a lot of them have heard your name.
Yeah. Not really. Yeah, I'm most concerned and most focused on these 90 players that we have, doing a good job helping them reach their potential, having a good training camp environment, showing development as a football team. I'm not overly concerned about, you know, the national audience, what they think of me, or I haven't really even thought of it. That's why I haven't watched the show. I'm not going to watch the show. It's nothing against the show, but I just, you know, I have too many other things to do right now to, you know, I was watching one-on-one pass rush and, you know, last night during Hard Knocks. So.
How much do you expect the starters to play against Carolina?
Yeah, probably a little bit more, you know. I'd like to see us, I'd say roughly we had 15 to 20, you know, I'd say in the 25 to 30 range maybe, somewhere around there would be good, I think, just to step it up a little bit.
You're not ready to announce your quarterback yet?
No, I'm not, but we're going to, you know, we'll meet tonight actually as a staff, and we'll go over our play time. Once, as I said to you guys before, we've got a number of snaps designated at this point, but again, we got to adjust it and make sure we got the right plan going forward.
Will Ryan Tannehill play with the ones, and will he play against the number one defense?
There's a good, it's a possibility. Absolutely, it's possible. Sure, he's going to at some point in the preseason. There's no question about that. Whether it's Carolina or not remains to be seen. But he will get some reps with the ones against the one defense, no doubt.
Joe, can you talk about your confidence level and your two kickers as well as their value to the team?
Yeah, I like both. You know, I like both those guys. All our specialists. I'm really pleased with their work ethic. Those guys are dedicated. They're true professionals. Brandon's. It's kind of like, you know, not to minimize the value of recognizing talent, but I mean, you know, it's kind of like watching Sandy Koufax or Roger Clemens throw a fastball. I mean, the ball comes off the guy's leg. I mean, it's like, wow, this guy's got some pop. You know, he's got some pop and some natural ability in that leg of his. So, I think he's had an excellent camp. And, Dan's worked very hard. I'm going to double-check. Dave Phipp and I were talking to Darren on the field today a little bit. You got to be careful when you only have one kicker of, you know, how much use you're giving these guys. And, I'm a bit concerned about our overuse as a whole team, you know what I mean? And in that position, I think you can maybe do too much, as sometimes more is not better. But I'm pleased with all those guys.
Joe, you lost your starting quarterback to a knee injury. You got a receiver arrested. You cut a star receiver. you had a top defensive player in a car accident, how would you evaluate your week?
Wow. Well, I haven't thought of it that way, Omar. But, no, I think we had a good week. I told the team, you know, this was we were actually had planned on wearing uppers today in practice, and we kind of took the pads off, so to speak, and went shells. But I think it's been a good week. I'm excited about, you know, it's our first road trip. You know, we're going to get into greater detail with the team tonight and tomorrow. You know, how we're going to travel, what we're going to do on the road. I think it's going to be, you know, good experience. You know, we got to all going to kind of have my eyes wide open and just kind of, you know, watch how these guys act and conduct their business on the road. So I'm excited about that part. Obviously, as I said to you guys on, I believe it was Sunday, that, you know, I'm looking for our team to play with more urgency out the gate and play better earlier than we did the other night. I'm looking forward to that. And I think we've had a good week. We've got a lot of things done, a lot of things accomplished. We're basically done with the install phase, and in a lot of respects, we're done with training camp today. This is really the last training camp practice. Next week, just, you know, you guys know, I mean, we're going to kind of be in a, you know, game week mode. We're going to do things the way we've got 7 days, and sometimes it doesn't always work in the preseason, so we've got a 7-day work week. It won't be exactly the same because, you know, we're coming back so late at night from Carolina, but we're going to, you know, we're going to kind of go through dry run, if you will, a game week. And so that's going to be a good experience. So we got a lot of things on the table that we're working on that we need to get, you know, take a look at. We need to adjust, and, you know, we adjusted the pregame. You know, I did a lousy job last week on the pregame. It was lousy, and so tomorrow we're gonna treat the bubble just like it's Carolina Stadium. We're gonna show them a map tonight of how they're gonna walk out at Carolina. We're gonna send guys out at different times, just like we're gonna do in Carolina, because I thought the pregame was terrible, and that was my fault, not the players' fault.
In terms of Dansby, Burnett, Wake, they haven't practiced all week. I'm assuming they won't play against Carolina. Do you look at that as a way to fairly evaluate your first-team defense?
Well, yeah, we're not exactly sure what their status is. Obviously, you know, they haven't practiced a lot. You know, I mean, you never know exactly what you have. I mean, I think the preseason, there's great value in the preseason. I'm glad we have it. I'm glad we have 4 games. I like it myself. But I think some of you have been around long enough. I've been around long enough in this league to not necessarily know exactly where you are, you know, when the preseason ends. I mean, been on some years. We've had great preseasons, not so much during the regular season and vice versa. So, And every team approaches it differently. So to fully evaluate the defense, you know, I'm looking for the defense to go out and play a lot faster than they did whoever's in there out the gate early in the game on Friday.
There's a couple more guys. Positive buzz about Ryan. Do you feel that it's up to you maybe to sort of ramp down the expectations for the fans, or do you feel like, you know, that's great that he's getting this positive buzz?
You know, and maybe I should be a little more aware of some of that stuff. What I'm most concerned about Ryan is, you know, his decision making and his accuracy, his leadership skills, his game management skills in the practice field, and his preparation in this building. And that's the most important thing that I'm focused on right now, and that we provide him the practice situations and the, you know, mental preparation steps that he needs to take to get ready to play a game at this level as a quarterback. And then, you know, I think he's, as I've said before, he's a mature individual, and he's very, very poised. I think he, you know, I guess as a young guy, at least at this point in time, I would say he, you know, gets it, it appears anyway. We haven't had a whole lot of live bullets. But, you know, I like what I see of him. I like the way he prepares. I like his demeanor. You know, I can't really control the expectations of the fans, but you know, whoever our quarterback is September 9th, you know, we're going to expect that player to play well. It doesn't matter if you've played 12 years in the league or your first game. You know, there's no mulligans out there, so, you know, we got to have a guy play well, whoever that may be.
Rashad Jones had 3 picks today. What do you see as the upside as far as this secondary and interceptions? Kevin always had
a bunch, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he seems to be, you know, there's that, I don't know if it's instinct, intuitiveness, you want to say, that the safety position, that kind of anticipation to break on a route and read the quarterback's eyes and kind of be in tune there. But he seems to have, you know, a good knack for the football. And as we all know, too, you know, part two of that, just like playing a receiver, is catching the ball when it's there. You know, we've, you know, there was a couple of illustrations the other night. We didn't do that as well as we should have. So I like his instincts. You know, I think he's got a good grasp of the system at this point in time. And he's, you know, I guess we would say he's playing fast. You know, I mean, he's making those to make those type of plays. Now, I haven't seen the play on film that he made, the one, you know, specific one that I recall on the interception, the 2 minute. But, you know, Kevin and I were talking about it. It was kind of one of those, it was a relatively new thing that they've put in the last day or two. And he seems to, you know, have played it well. And, you know, even though it hasn't, we haven't repped it a lot, it certainly was productive on that call.
Okay, guys, great. We've got, again, one last one. Then we got Ken Hirschman of HBO Sports coming in here for any questions you might have.
Sure. Yesterday you mentioned Shelby was a guy that caught your eye. What specifically?
Yeah, I like his pad level. You know, he's got a good. I think he's a pretty good fundamental player for a young player. You know, I think he understands that. You know, in this league, you know, he's going to be matched up against big individuals, and you can't play high and soft. And I think he plays relatively quick. I think he's coachable. You tell him something, and I think he attempts. You know, the next time he's obviously in a learn. He's got a learning curve. You know, as a young player, but I think he gets it, and he's a quick study.